The McLean and Dickey Aurelia Terriers hosted the Provincial Junior Hockey League's PJHL showcase game on Saturday afternoon in front of a crowd of around 200 hockey fans and scouts from all over the province at Rotary Place. The game featured the PJHL's top 16 and 17-year-old players, including Terriers forward Austin Helensky and defenseman Caden Goggins, who played for the PJHL North Prospects. The Terriers coaching staff and training staff were also represented on the north side. Head coach Dallin Telford and trainer Danielle Quinto were behind the bench, while Terriers president Andrew McDonald served as general manager. The PJHL East prospects opened the scoring 3 minutes into the first period when Napanee Raiders defenseman Raiden McCoy let a snapshot loose from above the point and it got by Concardon Bulldogs goalie, Ryan Tanner. The North responded about 9 minutes later when Godrich Flyers forward Keegan Greer flicked a wrist shot from the point past Picton Pirates goalie Nolan Lane. The game was all tied up after 40 minutes of play, but just 3 minutes into the third period Picton Pirates forward Cole Stevenson went top shelf with a wrist shot in the slot, beating Huntsville Otters goalie Brett Michaels, giving the East all they would need to win the game as a power outage just moments later forced an early end to the game. PJHL Commissioner Terry Whiteside was on hand for Saturday's showcase game, and he gave the Terriers organization praise for hosting the event. Andrew McDonald and his crew did a great job hosting this game and the players played a really good, competitive hockey game, he said. Aurelia is doing a good job, their program is coming along, they have great fan support, and it was great to be here today. As for the players who were on the ice, Helensky and Goggin say the game was an experience they won't soon forget. It was fun playing with guys we usually play against. I got to play with Duncan Grube from Alliston on my line and we were having a good time out there, he said. It was a great experience to compete with some of the best young players in this league, and I enjoyed getting to know some of the guys we play against, Goggins added. As for the scouts in attendance, Goggins says he hopes he left a good impression. Hopefully they saw that I'm a bigger guy who can move the puck around and hit. I got a good shot off, so I'm happy with how I played, he said. Helensky is also hopeful that he caught the eye of scouts in attendance at the showcase game. I'm good at forechecking, getting pucks deep, getting open, and when I get the puck I'm good at finding guys in the slot. I could have hit more today, but hopefully, they saw that I'm a hard-working player with good IQ, he said. Alliston Hornets forward Duncan Grube says playing the showcase game in Aurelia was a special moment for him. My family grew up in Aurelia, my grandpa played for the Terriers, my dad played for the Travelways and also the Terriers, so this is a special place to play for sure, he said. Grube had lots of family in attendance on Saturday to watch him skate on Aurelia ice. It was really nice to have everyone here. It's not often that it happens anymore because of COVID. I try to take pride in wearing my last name, especially here in Aurelia, he said. Dallin Telford says hosting the showcase game was huge for the Aurelia community. I think as a city and an organization we did it right. Everyone we talked to said they had a good time, it was well organized, and we got good fan support which is important, he said. It was a really good day, a really good group of kids on both benches, and it was a really positive experience for everyone involved.